Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word for Today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon and God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson. I'm coming to you live right now from the studios of New Jersey at the Word for the Day Radio Broadcast Ministry. Let me tell you, I'm excited to be here on today, and I hope that you are excited as well as we're coming into your home on the social network and the chat rooms all around the world. My goodness, you know, I'm going to tell you, this is a great way to start the week out. I'm going to tell you, we have a wonderful guest on today, and last week we had some powerhouses, and it just continues. I'm excited about how God just continues us to bless the radio broadcast and bringing these mighty men and women of God to come on and minister, to share what God has given them. I mean, not just the preachers, but also the book authors. And I'm telling you, we have just been so blessed. I know you have too. On today, we have our special guest, Prophet Joseph Waller. Amen. And I want to let you know that you need to just tune in, tell your friends and everybody that we have this wonderful man of God on today. Amen. And what can I say? I'm going to bring him out shortly. He's going to introduce himself, his ministry, and everything else that's going on. And, you know, one thing, I'm excited about what God is doing. Let me tell you something. I want to share some things with you. I can't tell everybody everything, but I can tell you this much, that God's been opening doors. I've been walking for the blessings. Amen. We're excited about what's coming up on June 20th. My goodness, the donations have been coming in. Folks are coming from all around the country just to be a part of Outside the Four Walls, bringing the gospel to the streets. My friend Joe McRae from Joe McRae Production, he got a play going on this week, next week as well. You know, I'm just blessed. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm just so blessed. Amen. Just to been able to, I needed a cameraman. I needed a camera person to come out to film this great event, because I wanted folks that can't make it, that's in different countries and different states that could not make it. I'm going to rebroadcast this on our website. And, you know, I said, well, God, how am I? I wanted to do it live, but I couldn't do it live, but I got to text last night, and the man of God said, brother, I know someone that can do this for you. And I called the young man this morning. He's a graduate from Louisiana University, and I mean, he majors in media arts. He just finished doing a documentary, and I'm going to have him on the show sometime this week, maybe on this Thursday. But I wanted to say this, though. He came out, and he's going to do it for free. My goodness. Well, enough of me talking about what's going on. I want to bring out right now our guest on today. Praise God. No other than Prophet Joseph Waller. God bless you and good afternoon, sir.
God bless you, man of God. How are you today?
I'm splendid. I'm wonderful. I'm just highly blessed, extremely dangerous and favored. Amen. It's such an honor to have you on the Word for the Day radio broadcast on today.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. And let's tell the folks the name of your ministry and where you're located at, if you don't mind.
I live in the city of Detroit, Michigan. I am a prophet. The name of my ministry is Joseph Waller Ministries. And we just got back from Canada this weekend. We were there Saturday. We were here there Friday, Saturday. We came back last night, and the Lord moved powerfully by His Spirit. The Lord's doing great things. We're glad about what He's doing. And this is a great time for the people of God.
Yes, yes. And, amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Well, on today, man, God, we before we get off the radio, I'm going to let you give the people where they can contact you and everything. But right now, I just want to go ahead and open up right now, and so you can minister to the people that are listening on today, praise God. So, ladies and gentlemen, without no further ado, this is our special guest on today, Prophet Joseph Waller. God bless you.
Bless you. Bless you, people of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time and this space of ministry, and Father, we thank you that our ears are open and our hearts are receptive to receive your word. Bless this host. Bless what he's doing, Father. Father, we thank you for resources. We thank you for the connections for what you called him to do in this earth realm. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I just wanted to share a little something with the people of God on today. I want us to go to Romans chapter number 12. Romans chapter number 12. And I want us to look in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. Romans 12, verse number 2. It is very important in this season, people of God, that we renew our minds. Renew our minds. We're going to deal with the power of a renewed mind in these just few minutes. We don't have long, but just share some principles. And many of us are familiar with Romans 12 and 2, but I want to read it. And this is what the word of the Lord reads. It says, "And be not conformed." Or literally in the Greek, it means to stop being conformed to this world. The word conform there speaks about being squeezed into the mold. Don't allow to take on the habits, the mentality, the ways of this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove, that word prove means experience, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Two words stick out in my spirit as we begin to even read this. The first word is conformed, and the next word is to be transformed. Now, we talked about the word conform. That deals with to be squeezed into the mold of another, to take on the habits of habits, ways, direction of another. And transformation deals with to be changed on the outside based upon what is flowing in the inside. That's transformation. Many of times people are just looking at outward transformation, but true transformation deals with living from the inside out. God wants us to be, we are either two kinds of people. We are either transformers or we're conformers. Transformers have the ability to change their world. Say that again. Transformers have the ability to change their world. Where conformers, their world always stays the same. Why do I say that it always stays the same? Because transformation, it takes transformation for change. And that's what we need to understand, that the word of God, and understand this, the principles and the things that God asks or commands in his word for us to do, we have the ability to perform. We have the ability to perform. God never asks you to do anything that he's not giving you the will and the purpose to perform, but you have to use your will to get those things done. For the Bible says, let's go back to Romans 12 and 2, "But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind," by the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. You have to take ownership over your mind. See, many people, even things that we're seeing in the world today, that they're blaming this one and that one and this one and that one and this one and that one and this person, that person. But until we take ownership of our own minds, things will not change into our life. What is the mind? The mind. The mind here deals with our thoughts, what we think, our dispositions. And the Bible said that our mind needs to be renewed by the renewing. This word renewing deals with a day-to-day process, a daily process. See, many of times, we just believe that the renewing of the mind is just a once and all process, but it's a daily process that every day my mind is being renewed. And I transform my mind as I renew my mind by the transformation, by being transformed. When I'm being transformed, I'm being transformed into His image, in His likeness. And see, when my mind is transformed, and I'm being transformed, I have the ability to see my destiny. I have the ability to see where God is taking me. For the Word of God says here that when I renew my mind, that I'll be able to prove that which is good. Number one, the will of God in your life is good. God has a good plan for your life. God has not planned bad things to happen. God has not planned any bad things to happen in your life. He's not the author of death. He's not the author. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29 that He knows the thoughts that He thinks towards you. They're thoughts of peace, not evil, to bring you into an expected end. There may be some things happening in your life that many of times, people of God, we have to really grow up. That's part of that transforming, being transformed by the renewing of our mind. That when things don't go our way, we're quick to say, well, that's the devil. No, many of times it is God causing us to grow, causing us to mature in him. And part of growing in Him that He gives us, He teaches us the right things to desire. He teaches us the right things to pray for when we spend time with Him. So let's get back to the second point, the good. Let me go back to my Bible. Praise God. Amen. Which is that good and acceptable will of God. The acceptable will of God. In other words, the plan that God has for you, this plan that God has for you, that He wants you to see, He wants you to experience, it's acceptable, meaning that it is agreeable to God's plan. It is agreeable to God. It is agreeable to God. And you need to understand that before you got here, God had a plan for your life. He had a destiny in your life. That's why He put you in a place called time. You came from eternity, but He put you in a place called time to fulfill the plan and the purpose that He has for your life. The next thing that we understand that the will of God is perfect. It is perfect. It is perfect. And meaning where it's perfect, that God wants to bring you to the full completion of what He called you to do. He wants to bring you to the full completion of what He's called you to do. You know, don't settle. Many times we're settling for incomplete assignments. What I mean incomplete, that we start for a minute, but we drop it down because things are not going the way we thought. We experience some things that are opposite of what God said, and then we just throw it down, and we try to move on to something different. But God, the will of God, the will, the design, the purpose, the plans that God has for you, they're perfect, and God wants to bring you. That's what the Bible calls an expected end. In other words, that God has an expected end he has an expectation for your end, and He saw your end from the beginning, what the Bible says. It literally says in the beginning. And even before you got started, He saw the end, and He said the end is good, the end is acceptable, and the end is perfect. And God wants to bring you into great things in this season and time. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you walk through. God says it's time for you to move forward in what He's called you to do. Amen. So, man of God, I just wanted to share that word because I believe this is just a season where God wants us to pick up things where we dropped off because of hurt. We dropped off because people didn't celebrate it. We dropped off because people said it won't work. It dropped off because we left what God told us to do, because things did not happen the way we thought it was. God said, go back and pick up those things again and get back in the race. Get back in the place where God has for you, for you're going to see the reward of the Lord if you stay faithful. Amen.
Yes, yes. Amen. Praise God. We thank you, man, God, for the word on today. You know, God, you know, that's a confirmation. He has said that our end will be better than our beginning, you know,
yes.
And it's a point of time. And one thing about God I can definitely attest to is that, you know, we may be in time, but God's in eternity. And this has already been worked out. All we got to do is walk faithfully and accept God's truth and serve and stood in truth and just continue to be kingdom-minded and walk forth. You know, everything else is going to fall in place. But like you said, it's the formula's been made so plain. My goodness, it's so plain, but a lot of folks still struggling because they're looking at the distractions and all the different things that's causing them to stumble instead of looking at the one resource that's always going to keep them on track, which is God, you know. So I truly thank God for you, man of God, for just stopping by. I am so humbled that you answered the call, man of God. You know, it's a blessing just to have had you on today. And ladies and gentlemen, you that are listening by the way of the internet or those that have called in, amen. Some of my folks from New York and all around the world. This is Prophet Joseph Waller, amen. And once again, he's out of Detroit. Out of Detroit. See, that lets you know, man, God, that we have folks that come on from all around the world, and it's just a blessing. Let us know that we have the same God that's still alive. He ain't dead, amen, and he's still speaking to us. Amen. By the prophets and the prophetess, there are many out there that have been called for greatness in this last hour. You know, so I just thank God. How can the folks get in contact with you, man of God?
Yes. Well, there are several ways you can get in contact with me. You can go to my Facebook page. Go to Joseph Waller, W-A-L-L-E-R, or my public page on Facebook. It's Prophet Joseph Waller. Or you can email me at, these are all small letters, D-R, small letter J, Waller, at gmail.com. And if you send me a message, I will respond back at my earliest convenience. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And for all those that are listening, I know this is Monday. Amen. It's the beginning of the week. It's hot outside, and some folks are just enjoying the beautiful weather. Others are complaining. I don't know where you're at today, but I want you to know that this is an exceptional time right now just to be giving God praise and not allow the enemy to hold you down and depress you or press you, amen, but to keep on pressing on. And I want to say this to all you that are listening on today. As we continue to go forward, we're celebrating 7 years of being on the Word for Today radio broadcast ministries, amen. God birthed this ministry within us 7 years ago, Prophet, and, you know, we have had the pleasure and the opportunity just to be able to minister to people all around the world. We are now over like 86,000 listeners, amen. And we just want to thank God on that. And if for you that are listening, if you would love to sow into the ministry, into the apostles' life, please go to our website at www.citywidecog.org. Once again, our website is www.citywidecog.org. Amen. And I want to let you know that you can also email me at info@citywidecog.org. Amen. And let's come on out this week. We have other great men and women of God coming on. Praise God. And I want to let you know that we are excited about what God is doing. I'm a little thirsty, my mouth a little dry. I'm about getting some water shortly, but I want to let you know we've been pressing on. Don't forget, this Thursday night, we have the prayer Warriors International Prayer Line at 11 p.m. Check on my page, amen, under Apostle Pastor Apostle Andre Thompson. But you'll find me, you know, most of you already know who I am. So just look on my page for the details, amen. Listen, once again, we are delighted to have on our broadcast today no other than Prophet Joseph Waller, amen. We just want to thank you for stopping through as we prepare to move on, amen. Man of God, we want to thank you for coming through, amen. It's been a pleasure, amen, and a blessing to have you, amen. Please visit our website, amen, if you get a chance. And like I said, we are looking for folks that would love to sow into the ministry. We are a great task for the Lord right now. We actually just received about 4 more cases of Bibles a week ago, amen. So we got Bibles, and we got tracks, all kinds of stuff we're going to be giving out at this concert. We also got some donations of some big companies that are donating chairs and all type of things that we needed to make this thing come forth, you know, to provision. Amen. So we're excited about what God is doing. If you can't make it, maybe you can just sow into the ministry to be a blessing. Amen. Well, listen, this is Pastor Thompson. We meet again. We're about to get on out of here. Amen. And listen, kingdom blessings upon you and your family. Have a wonderful evening. God bless. And Apostle, I mean, Prophet, I'm going to send you some information that might be able to be a blessing to you in your inbox. We go off the phone, okay? Amen.
Secret place, show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Oh, oh.
I'm not satisfied with where I've been. Though I've cried out before, still I want more. I want to see your power this very hour. So
I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face.
I know this is where a lot of you have been. You can make the cry of your heart. I'm not satisfied.
I'm not satisfied with where I've been. Though I've cried out before,
still I want more.
Still I want more.
So God, do it in me. Reveal your glory and your power in us, God, for your people. Then
show me your face.
I want to see you.
I want to see you.
This is our cry.
I want